You know, I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Evan Cohen is on ESPN 106.3. Streaming live via the free ESPN app or on your Alexa, Google, or Siri smart speakers. Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Here's Evan Cohen.
Okay, welcome to the show. Evan Cohen with you on the 23rd day of November 2022 as we get the show on the road, as always, driven by Ed Morse Family, owned and operated for over 75 years. 75 years. They truly go above and beyond for their customers. If you're looking for a Cadillac, they probably have it in one of their three Ed Morse Cadillac dealerships. And, of course, they're all in South Florida. There's Honda in Riviera Beach, Toyota in Delray Beach, Chevy, Buick, GMC in Sunrise. Find out more at edmorse.com. And, of course, each and every Wednesday at this time, we go through our Ed Morse Fantasy Football Update, brought to you by Ed Morse, where they can guarantee the new car price is the lowest. If you find a lower price, they'll beat it or refund it up to $7,500. 2 million customers and counting at Ed Morse and edmorse.com. Well, I'm still in first place in my fantasy football league. This is unbelievable. 9-2. I went into Monday Night Football this week between Arizona and San Francisco, down 10 points, and I had DeAndre Hopkins, and my opposition had Rondell Moore, of Arizona. Now, I don't know from this in terms of fantasy football, because it's my first year doing it as I've been updating you guys, but somebody's got to help me on this, and you can tweet at me, at Evco Radio. Moore got hurt early in that game. Am I supposed to be happy about that? Because I didn't know how to feel. Because as soon as he got hurt, I realized I'm about to win this thing. I am legitimately about to win this thing because one guy is hurt and the other guy's not. I felt icky feeling good about this. I don't want a guy to get hurt. So I don't know how to feel about that. You can tweet at me, at Evco Radio. So let's talk about some fantasy football plays this weekend. Tony Pollard of the Cowboys. I feel like he's now a must start, right? I have him on my team. He was my third running back going in. I also have Ramondre Stevenson of New England and Aaron Jones of Green Bay. But I feel like now Tony Pollard of the Cowboys is a must start. I'd start looking once again at Tom Brady's guys. They're going up against the Browns this week, but I think that Tom Brady's kind of clicking with his guys, Mike Evans specifically, and Otten, the tight end. I'd keep an eye on that. I'd go all in on all the Dolphins skill guys. I have Waddle, thankfully, but Tua, Waddle, Tyreek Hill, obviously their starts anyway, but they're going up against the Texans. Are you kidding me? Yeah. How about the Jets? Do you reconsider some of the Jets skill guys? Do you reconsider Garrett Wilson now that there's no Zach Wilson in the starting lineup? Just throwing that out there, as that has to be a possibility. Not that you would have gone this route, but I certainly wouldn't go any Panthers with Sam Darnold down starting as quarterback for them against the Broncos this weekend. Lamar Jackson and company had a bad game last week, only put up 13 points, so I may be staying away from them, even though they're going up against the Jaguars, who aren't very good. But Boynton's own Lamar Jackson, not a great week last week in terms of points. I'll tell you something. I know Seattle's defense has been great. I'm starting to think the Raiders actually could bounce back a little bit here. I'd consider Josh Jacobs. I'd consider Devontae Adams, of course, who was on my team. But I'd start to consider some of these Raiders guys moving forward. I think they actually could bounce back a little bit. I know this is obvious, but think about who they're playing from a fantasy perspective. The Rams are basically falling apart right now. Absolutely falling apart. They're going up against the Chiefs. Whoever you have on the Chiefs that's healthy, obviously Mahomes and Kelce, go all in on that. Absolutely all in. Same thing with some of the Niners guys. Debo, yes. Ayuk, yes. Christian McCaffrey, yes. Obviously Kittle. Like, there are some guys now, they're going up against the Saints this weekend, that I would really start to consider. So some of the fantasy football plays for Thanksgiving weekend, a weekend in which I am going into it at 9-2 on the year. I cannot believe I am still in first place in my son, the father-son's father-son fantasy football league. All right, time now to put some money into your PNC Bank account. When it comes to playing the game, every athlete has their why. Maybe it's for the legacy, the rush of a win, championship ring. PNC Private Bank wants to understand your why, your purpose. Once they understand it, they'll map out a personalized path forward to help you reach your goals. So what is your why with PNC Private Bank, a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group Incorporated, copyright 2022, all rights reserved, PNC Bank National Association member, FDIC. I hate to do this, but the Miami Deplete, that's now their name. The Heat are so depleted. I don't know how I'm going to pick them over the Wizards tonight, so I'd have to go with Washington over Miami. I hate to do that, but the Heat have no players anymore because of injuries. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy the holiday. Be safe. Have fun. We are on to Monday on ESPN 106.3.